How's it going, Grey Day Nation? Chris Thomas here. Hope you're having a Grey Day kind of day. And I'm here with Jeremy Gable. Jeremy Gable is a travel agent, and he's going to be talking about some travel opportunities that are available, but our main emphasis is discussing some of the current events items of the day. We're going to be talking about Shane Gillis being hired and then fired from Saturday Night Live, as well as the untimely passings of Cokie Roberts, Rick Ocasek, and Eddie Money. So, Jeremy, how are you doing, and how do you feel about being a part of Grey Day Nation?
Well, you know, this is really, really a neat opportunity. I've never done a podcast before, and this is a nice way, a nice avenue for me to promote my travel business, so I'm really glad to be here.
That's great. And let's start out by talking about Shane Gillis, who was hired by Saturday Night Live. I guess he aced his audition. But after he was hired and the announcement that he was hired was made, some audio came to light where he said derogatory things about Asian people and people that identify as gay.
Well, you know, that Shane Dawson is really something else.
What are you saying?
It's Shane Dawson, the person you're talking about, the one that was fired from Saturday Night Live.
Well, it's actually not Shane Dawson. It's Shane Gillis.
No, I don't know about that, because, you know, Shane Dawson, he's a very famous YouTuber. I actually tried to get on his YouTube channel, and I wasn't able to. But, you know, when I found out some of the things that he had done, like having sex with his cat.
No, I don't think Shane Dawson actually had intercourse with his cat. He had made jokes about that.
No, I'd heard that Shane Dawson had sex with actually several cats. It was an entire cat family. He had sex with them, and then he, for some reason, murdered all of them. And that was really shocking to me, how someone can engage in intercourse with animals and then murder all of them.
Well, I don't think that actually happened. And also, we're talking about Shane Gillis, not Shane Dawson. Shane Dawson is a YouTuber and an entertainer. And yeah, he says provocative things like Shane Gillis, but he was not hired by Saturday Night Live.
No, I think you're wrong here. I mean, the only Shanes I know are, Shane Dawson, Shane McMahon, who is a part of the WWE, and I actually have a great WWE Royal Rumble package that I'm offering.
No, we're going to try and talk about your travel packages in a little bit. I just wanted to say that, you know, with the Shane Gillis situation, that people are really making a big deal out of nothing. I mean, no offense to Shane Gillis, but him being on the show or not being on the show is not gonna make or break comedy. You know, being featured on Saturday Night Live doesn't really mean as much as it used to. A lot of people will say Saturday Night Live is an institution, and okay, you know, you can have that perspective, that point of view, but is it really watched by a lot of the folks that really are comedy fans? Or is it watched by young adults and also people who are just ingrained to watch it out of tradition or habit.
I don't know what you're getting at or what that analysis was about, but I would like to add that I actually have a travel package where you can go see a taping of Saturday Night Live, and maybe you could see Shane Dawson.
Well, Shane Dawson is not a part of Saturday Night Live.
I'm pretty sure that he is, and, you know, even though he had sex with cats and murdered them...
No, that is not the case. All right, this is getting difficult.
What's getting difficult? I'm not following you.
Well, I mean, I'm trying to keep the show, on track, and I feel like we're getting a little bit discombobulated early.
Oh, so, you know, you think I'm hurting your show? I'm hurting your show? Is that it?
No, it's just that I think we're not really vibing, but I think we can, you know, move on and hopefully press on and have a good conversation, a good dialogue. Is that a problem? You're looking at me in a kind of an angry way.
Well, you know, you're kind of unappreciative. I mean, you have me pay to be on, and then you say that I'm, you know, taking things out of order and that I'm not right about things. So, you know, do you want me to be on the show or no?
I want you to be on the show. It's just, let's try and be accurate in the information we're providing to the people.
I'm pretty certain I'm right, but, you know, let's just move on. Let's just move on.
Okay, so before we move on, I did want to say that the First Amendment, because everyone says, Saturday Night Live isn't respecting the First Amendment. There is no need for Saturday Night Live to respect the First Amendment. It's a show that is owned by a private company. First Amendment protections don't apply to Saturday Night Live. There's a lot of people that are making themselves come across as foolish with all this talk of the First Amendment being under threat just because some third-rate middle comic wasn't able to maintain his spot on the SNL roster because he made offensive comments. I mean, in the grand scheme of things, it's just comedy. And perhaps if he gave an apology, went through some diversity training, you can make the case that he should have been on the show.
Diversity training? Well, what is diversity training?
Diversity training is just where you get exposed to different perspectives and how some of your comments can be hurtful to people if they come from different experiences, different backgrounds.
Well, who really cares about that? I mean, if someone's going to be offended, they're going to be offended, and yeah, really tough titties.
I don't want to use that kind of language on the show. You know, we have a sponsor, so...
Yeah, me, I'm the sponsor. I'm the one that's paying to be on here, so you better get with it.
Okay, let's just move on to Cokie Roberts, who passed away. She was a reporter, perhaps most well known for her work on ABC News, but she was also part of National Public Radio for an extended period of time.
Oh, yeah. I know Cookie Burns, and, you know, her song, Cookie, Cookie, lend me your comb. Cookie, Cookie, lend me your comb. That was a really good song. And, you know, I have a travel package where you can go and see some of the old-time singers. And they're going to perform, and that's going to be a real treat. You know, you get a free continental breakfast, and then you get to watch a lot of the old-time singers like Cookie Burns, but you know, she passed away.
Well, Cookie Burns is a man, and I believe Cookie is still alive at the time of this recording. It's Cookie Roberts that passed away. Cookie Roberts, she was a journalist and an analyst for politics on the news. She was not a singer. She didn't sing Cookie, Lend Me Your Comb.
Are you sure about that? Because, you know, I'm almost positive I saw her singing at the Grand Ole Opry some years back. And, you know, it was pretty cool seeing her sing.
So you saw a man sing Cookie, Lend Me Your Comb, and you thought she was a woman?
I know. I think you're trying to confuse me on purpose. I think what you're doing is intentional, and I think it's sick.
I'm not trying to confuse anyone. I mean, if anything, I'm the one that's confused. How can you confuse Ed Cookie? Oh, God.
See? It was Cookie Burns.
No, Ed Cookie Burns was a singer. I'm talking about Cookie. Not Cookie. Cookie. K-O... No.
Oh, see, you don't even know what you're talking about. You're just a dumb MF-er. A dumb MF-er.
Wow. Okay. You want to go down that road? Want to call me a dumb MF-er? With you and that accent?
Oh, so my accent is bad? My accent's bad?
Well, I just, you know, you don't really sound like you're educated and, you know, someone who is an alleged travel agent. You know, I don't know if I would want to go on any trips from someone that sounds like you.
Oh, okay. You know, you want to play that game, you Yankee MF-er. You're just a Yankee, and, you know, Billy Briggs told me all about you and your ways and how you wise-ass your way through these shows, and then you ask for gas to pay so you can use it to get prostitutes and drugs. No, I don't
do that. I don't use the money to get prostitutes and drugs. I use it to promote the show. I use it to promote the show and try and get the brand out because this show is growing and I want it to continue to grow.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, I'm pretty sure you buy whores with this money that I'm going to give you, and maybe the whores are male, maybe female, maybe both. You know, I mean, you kind of give off that vibe. I actually heard about how that young man said that you wanted to pump off Kenny Omega.
No, I did not want to pump off Kenny Omega. I do not use money to see prostitutes. I don't use money for drugs. I think all of these things that you're saying are really smears on my character and are very uncalled for.
Well, you know, the truth can sting, the truth can sting. And speaking of sting, you can see Sting in concert with one of my travel packages.
No one wants to go see Sting.
What? Sting's a, you know, a legend.
Well, you know, maybe they want to see Sting, but not with your travel packages, your rinky-dink travel packages. where you just give them low-end seat on JetBlue and, you know, some crappy McDonald's lunch.
Oh, you're really getting down to it, Bappa. Well, Bappa, I'm gonna give you a piece of my mind.
Hey, stop trying to slap me. Stop it.
Come on, Bappa. Come on. You think you're hot? Think you got it? Think you got it? Come on.
Stop it.
Come on, Bappa. Come on. See what you got. See what you got.
Now, can we just calm down and move on?
Well, you're the one that's critiquing my travel agency, and I provide the best accommodations out there. And you're saying that I just do some low rent fly by night operation. Not true.
Okay, so just to be clear, Cokie Roberts passed away from complications of breast cancer. Ed Cookie Burns is a singer who sang that Cookie Lend Me Your Comb song, and I believe he is still with us at the time of this recording. So let's just move on. Let's talk about Rick Ocasek from the Cars.
Yeah, Rick Ocasek from the Cars. He was a pretty famous singer. And, you know, my buddy, Frank Bastard.
Oh, God, here we go.
Yeah, Frank Bastard, he's been on this show before, and he said that I should have in my office a cardboard cutout of Howard Stern, charge people $10 a pop to take a picture with the Howard Stern cutout, and just have them just tell the Rubes that it's Rick Ocasek that they're taking a picture with.
Okay, what?
What Frank Bastard said is that, okay, because I have this Howard Stern cutout, you know, a life-size cardboard cutout of Howard Stern, and, you know, Frank Bastard said, hey, here's a way to make a buck, is if you were to tell people that you have this cardboard cutout of Rick Ocasek, and if they take pictures with the Rick Ocasek cardboard cutout for $10, you'll give them an autograph 8x10 version of it.
Whose autograph is it of?
Well, it's my autograph, but I'm gonna sign it as Rick Ocasek.
Okay, so you.
Why are you laughing at me?
Well, what you're saying is that you have people take a picture with a cardboard cutout of Howard Stern.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
Well, he's not Rick Ocasek.
Well, he certainly looks like Rick Ocasek, doesn't he?
He does look like Rick Ocasek. But when people come into your travel agency, your travel shack, whatever, I don't even want to know what it is. When people come in your travel agency and they see a cardboard cutout of Howard Stern and you tell them for $10 that they're taking a picture with the cardboard cutout of Rick Ocasek, I think that's very misleading.
Well, you know, it's a way to make a buck. What's wrong with that?
Well, then you go on to give them an 8x10 version of the picture, and you autograph it.
Yeah, what's wrong with that? What's wrong with that, Bappa?
Well, you sign it as Rick Ocasek.
Yeah, get to the point, Bappa.
Well, if you sign it as Rick Ocasek, he's dead. He's dead. Why would you sign it as Rick Ocasek?
Well, Papa, I just think that, you know, a lot of people just want a keepsake. They just want something to remember that artist by. So if they have an 8x10 with Rick Ocasek and Rick Ocasek's autograph on it, what's the problem?
Well, it's not Rick Ocasek's autograph, and it's not even a picture with the cardboard cutout of Rick Ocasek. It's a picture with the cardboard cutout of Howard Stern.
Oh, man, you get bogged down with all the trivial nonsense, Papa. I just think, you know, you gotta lighten up. You know, Frank Bastard and Billy Briggs said that this was gonna happen where, you know, you just get all tensed up. Just loosen up, MF. Come on, Papa, do it.
All right, well, let's end it with Eddie Money and his untimely death. He was perhaps one of the more underrated rock singers. So many hits and spanning more than one decade. You know, a lot of the times with these singers, you know, there's this focus on one song or, you know, this 1 year time period where they were red hot. But he actually had a strong collection of songs over many years, and you can make a good case that Eddie Money belongs in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah, that's something that I can agree with, Papa. And you know, if anyone's interested in going to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, they can get their 2 tickets to Paradise, and they can see the Eddie Money exhibit in Cleveland through my agency.
Did you hear what I just said? Eddie Money is not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, so why would there be an Eddie Money exhibit?
Well, you know, there's always a possibility that they're gonna put him in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So, you know, just take your 2 tickets to Paradise off to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and enjoy what Cleveland has to offer through my travel agency. What's the big deal?
So you're just going to take people's money, call it the 2 tickets to Paradise plan, even though Eddie Money is not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, jeez, man, you are so dang difficult, Papa. What? Now I know why. You know, Billy Briggs and Frank Bastard were so right about you. And, you know, I don't know if I'm going to be back on.
Okay, so what is your travel agency? Give out the information, because I think we've really made a waste of people's time, to be quite honest.
Well, my name is Jeremy Gable, and my travel agency is JG's Travel Express. JG's Travel Express, after Jeremy Gable. So if you see a big JG, that's me. Big JG, that's me, Jeremy Gable, Travel Express. JGTE, Jeremy Gable's Travel Express.
All right, well, sounds like people have a nice scam to look into.
What? What are you talking about, Papa? You want to get slapped again?
Cut it out. You know, he hasn't hit me. He hasn't made contact yet, so. Hey, Greedy Nation, it's Chris Thomas. I just wanted to let you know I'm totally alright. Jeremy Gable did not make contact with me when he made that last slap. He just smacked the microphone and stopped the recording. I'm totally fine, no bruises or anything. I did call the police, and filed a report. You know, attempted assault is a serious thing, especially, you know, when this is supposed to be a fun podcast, lighthearted, something that is supposed to take your mind off your day, and it dissolves into violence. That's not something I want. So, like I said, it's a work in progress. Hopefully things will keep on getting better with time, with effort, and with your support. I really appreciate everything that you've done in terms of spreading the word about the show. And I hope that I'm able to make you all proud. Keep spreading the word of Great A Nation. Thank you so much. And I'll see you next time.